This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's breaking news this morning from overseas about a concerning new coronavirus variant. The European Union is planning to stop air travel from parts of Africa to counter the spread of this variant. A World Health Organization group meets today to talk about this. The AP's Tim McGuire has more.
They were observing what looked like a new variant.
South Africa's health minister, Joseph Fala, says the new coronavirus variant is worrisome because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people in the country's most populous province.
You can be rest assured, as people start to move even more over the next few weeks, this will be all over.
Fala says there has been an exponential rise in infections in South Africa in the past 4 or 5 days, possibly being driven by the new variant. The variant has also been found in travelers from South Africa to Botswana and Hong Kong.
And this morning, Israel says it's detected its first case of a new coronavirus variant in a traveler who returned from Malawi in southeastern Africa. This is Black Friday. Retail sales are expected to shoot up 10% this week when compared to last year. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
Buoyed by solid hiring, healthy pay gains, and substantial savings, shoppers are returning to stores and splurging. Industry experts expect record-breaking sales this holiday season. The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed.
Power was out for tens of thousands of residents of Southern California on Thanksgiving Day. Utilities cut electricity to prevent their equipment from starting wildfires in the warm and dry weather as Santa Ana winds blew through. If you're planning that trip home from your Thanksgiving visit, the price of gas is holding steady at $3.40 a gallon, $1.28 higher than a year ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. A popular rock star has tested positive for COVID. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this. I got my first real six-string.
Bryan Adams says he has now tested positive twice in a month for COVID-19. The musician posted on Instagram that the latest positive test came when he arrived at Milan Airport for a promotional event. The post features a photo of him in an airport room being tested and a second one of him in an ambulance being taken off for a more reliable PCR test. Adams, who is also a photographer, is in Milan to unveil the 2022 Pirelli calendar, which he shot. Among those featured in it are fellow musicians Iggy Pop, Jennifer Hudson, Saweetie, and Cher. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Mariah Carey says she's ready to bring joy and festivities to people, as she puts it, and hopes you're ready too. A week from today, she drops her latest holiday special, Mariah's Christmas. The magic continues. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.